Centerstone provides mental health and substance abuse services primarily in Jackson, Williamson, and Franklin counties. What was once Southern Illinois Regional Social Services and the H Group, the agency joined with a national partner last year in an effort to save money. Now they're keeping a watchful eye on Springfield to see just what the coming year may bring.
We're concerned about this budget cycle. We're very concerned. And if they come to us and say there's going to be a 10% cut, it'll be cuts to very needed services. There aren't any more for us fluff out there.
John Markley is director of Centerstone. He's seen difficult budget times before and knows what could be on the horizon. But Markley says he's ready to do battle for his agency's needs, with studies showing early intervention and treatment is much more cost-effective than incarceration or other law enforcement options.
That intervention at the earlier age that you can catch and address those issues, whether it be mental health issues or whether it be substance abuse issues, that prove in fact that it's a better quality of life, and it's not only better quality of life but a healthier individual going forward.
Markley says he's not yet heard any specific calls for social service cuts, but he says there are rumors of a requirement for a 10% reserve, meaning the agencies would have to hold back 10% of their funding just in case the state needs to make a readjustment. Like other leaders, Markley says he's optimistic that this year's budget negotiation will spark conversation on how to do things better. He says communication will be critical in this so that cuts are made with consequences in mind, and points to talks of department consolidation as an example.
That could be a good thing, but what do they mean by department consolidation? Does that mean they just want to cut people? And because there's a lot of different systems in there, there's a lot of contracts that are based on those systems.
Markley points out that more than half of Centerstone's clients are on Medicaid or get state grants. He says losing state funding directly affects the care they're able to provide, and that hurts people.
And I hope that as the Governor-elect Rauner is working towards these things, that with some insight and the people he has in the room, they'll be able to see the wisdom of retaining those services and moving forward. In fact, investing in them, frankly.
And despite gains made with the federal Affordable Care Act, there are still people who fall through the cracks when it comes to coverage for mental health and substance abuse services. Markley says those people are left with very few options.
We can do an assessment for you and tell you what your issues are, and at $92 an hour, we can give you therapy. So how much would you like to sign up for today? Well, you know, people with no resources is thanks but no thanks.
That choice to forego treatment means people who may be a danger to themselves or others remain without treatment. Markley says advocacy for social service agencies is a multi-pronged approach. Without services for substance abuse and mental health, law enforcement agencies and emergency rooms are burdened with people who cannot function in society for a variety of reasons. Programs like Centerstone's new Crisis Center, for example, provide care for people who might otherwise end up in the ER or in jail. They've enjoyed state support in the past, and Markley remains hopeful that that will continue, because right now, the center loses money in its operation.
What's difficult is when do you make a decision at some point to say, you know, this is great. This is a wonderful program. In fact, it's so innovative. I would like to know more about it. And by the way, we're closing it next month because it's not supported.
Markley says they've had support in the past from local lawmakers. He remains hopeful Republicans and Democrats will put aside their politics and work for the benefit of the people. I'm Jennifer Fuller.